We've been airing some of the stump speeches of various presidential candidates. Today we'll hear from Senator Joseph Biden, a Democrat from Delaware, about his health care plan.
The cornerstone of my plan is catastrophic health insurance. A small company with 30 employees who has one who has a child who's tragically injured in an accident, resulting in a spinal cord injury, for example, because of this one case, premiums for everyone else in that company are going to go up about 63% if there's 30 people in that company's plan. Or a family-owned business with less than 20 employees, where a husband's cancer diagnosis more than doubles the monthly premium from $1,400 to $3,600 a month. That's a scenario in which no one wins. The business doesn't win, employers don't win, no one. And we all recognize it. And for the first time, as I said, business and the American people are on the same page on this issue. And it's time to take charge of our health care system. The current system, as good as it is for its people, is just not working well enough for all the people. The biggest culprit, in my view, is catastrophic health care. One employee in a crisis with over $100,000 in medical expenses can push the premiums up for everyone in that company. Healthcare costs make business, as I said, less competitive. And by stepping in and helping cover those costs over $50,000, which I propose, we can keep premiums from going up. There's a number of studies, and I'm not going to bore you with them. At a minimum, we can keep premiums flat. They've gone up 86%. We can keep them flat, and there's a study out of Harvard indicating we can actually have them decline. But the point is, the biggest bang for the buck, the heart of my proposal, is the federal government will help pay medical costs for catastrophic care in excess of $50,000, the most expensive cases, through catastrophic reinsurance program.
Democratic Senator Joseph Biden, he unveiled his health care plan in a speech at Des Moines University last month.